Theodore Vail, for instance, worried over the telegraph equipment that stood practically idle 8 hours out of the 24, and he conceived the night letter idea to spread out the business over the dull hours and make more new business. What could have been more obvious? Study most of the men who are getting salaries of upward of $100,000 a year. They are nearly all doers of the obvious. Someday I expect to see Grand Opera stop advertising deficits, it is going to cease advertising opera stars, too, to be promptly held up in return by these same stars and advertise opera. It is going to do the obvious and advertise to the people who do not now go to an opera. Then the balconies will be full, and opera will pay for itself, as it should. Opera is going to come to realize that it has a legitimate merchandising problem like hotels or books or steamship lines, and that it will respond to legitimate merchandising methods. Why, I even look to see the time when our municipalities will wake up to the fact that they are overlooking the obvious when they allow our great libraries, upon which we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars each year, to run along year in and year out only half fulfilling their mission, when a paltry 2 or 3% of the total appropriation spent in sane newspaper advertising to sell the library idea, the library habit, if you please, to the people would double the usefulness of our libraries to their communities. What a wonderful thing to advertise a library. Or a great art museum. The day will come, too, I think, when our railroads will get over their secrecy about fares. They will get hundreds of thousands of dollars from people who do not travel now, but who would if they realize how little it costs to travel comparatively short distances.